Okay, a very good evening to all brothers and sisters in the Dhamma. So now it's 6:40. We will continue with our scheduled evening chanting. Turn to page 14 of the retreat chanting book. To the blessed one, the Lord who fully attained perfect enlightenment, to the teaching which he expounded so well, and to the blessed one's disciples who have practiced well. To this, the Buddha, the Dhamma, and the Sangha, we render with offerings our rightful homage. It is well for us that the blessed one, having attained liberation, still had compassion for later generation. May these simple offerings be accepted for our long-lasting benefit and for the happiness it gives us. Lord, the perfectly enlightened and blessed one, I render my homage to the Buddha, the blessed one. The teaching so completely explained by him, I bow to the Dhamma, the blessed one's disciples who have practiced well. I bow to the Sangha. Now let us pay preliminary homage to the Buddha, homage to the Buddha, the blessed one, the worthy one, homage to him, the worthy one,
Homage to him,
the blessed one, the worthy one, the fully enlightened one.
Homage to him, the blessed one, the worthy one, the fully enlightened one.
Now let us chant the recollection of the Buddha. The good words of the blessed one's reputation has spread as follows. Such indeed is the blessed one, the worthy one, the perfectly enlightened one, endowed with wisdom and virtue, the accomplished one, the knower of the world, the incomparable master or guide of those to be trained, teacher of gods and men, the enlightened one, the blessed one. Now let us chant the supreme praise of the Buddha, the truly worthy one, endowed with such excellent qualities, whose being is composed of purity and compassion, who has enlightened the wise, thy son awakening the lotus. I bow my head to the peaceful chief of conqueror, the Buddha, who is the safe, secure refuge of all beings. As the first object of recollection, I venerate him with bowed head. I am indeed the Buddha's servant. The Buddha is my lord and guide. The Buddha is sorrow destroyer. Bestow blessings on me. To the Buddha, create this body and mind, and in devotion, I will walk the Buddha's path of awakening. For me, there is no other refuge. The Buddha is my excellent refuge. By the utterance of this truth, may I grow in the master's way. By my devotion to the Buddha, get my blessings of this practice. By his power, may all obstacles be overcome. My body, speech, or mind, for whatever wrong action I have committed towards the Buddha, may my acknowledgement of fault be accepted, that in the future, there may be restraint regarding the Buddha. Now let us chant in praise of the Dhamma. Well expounded is the Dhamma of the Blessed One. can be realized in the here and the now, beyond time, beyond thought, inviting investigation, onward leading to the heart, Nibbana, can be understood by the wise each for themselves. Now let's chant the supreme praise of the Dhamma. It is excellent because it is well expounded and it can be divided into path and food, practice and liberation. The Dhamma holds those who uphold it from falling into delusion. The excellent teaching that which removes darkness, the Dhamma which is the supreme secure refuge of all beings. As the second object of recollection, I venerate it with bounded hate. I am indeed the Buddha's servant. The Dhamma is my Lord and Guide. The Dhamma is sorrow destroying, and it bestows blessings on me. To the Dhamma, I dedicate its body and life, and in devotion, I will walk this excellent way of truth. For me, there is no other refuge. The Dhamma is my excellent refuge. By the utterance of this truth, may I grow in the Master's way. By my devotion to the Dhamma and the blessings of this practice, by his power, may all obstacles be overcome. By body, speech, or mind, for whatever wrong action I have committed towards the Dhamma, may my acknowledgement of fault be accepted, that in the future there may be restraint regarding the Dhamma. Now let us chant the recollection of the Sangha. Of good conduct is the order of the disciple of the Blessed One. Of upright conduct is the order of the disciple of the Blessed One. Of wise conduct is the order of the disciple of the Blessed One. Of beautiful conduct is the order of the disciple of the Blessed One. This order of the Blessed One's disciples, namely the four pairs of person, the eight types of individual, is worthy of offering, is worthy of hospitality, is worthy of gifts, is worthy of reverential salutation, is an incomparable field of merits to the world. Now let us chant the supreme praise of the Sangha, born of the Dhamma, that Sangha which has practiced well, the field of the Sangha, born of the eight kinds of noble being, guided in body and spirit, by excellent morality and virtue. I render that the assembly of noble beings, perfected in purity, the Sangha, which is the supreme secure refuge of all beings, as the third object of the collection, I venerate with poverty. I am indeed the Sangha's servant. The Sangha is my Lord and God. The Sangha is sorrow destroying, and it bestows blessing on me. To the Sangha, I dedicate his body and life, and in devotion, I want the well but this way of the Sangha. There is no other refuge. The Sangha is my excellent refuge. By the utterance of this truth, may I grow in the Master's way. By my devotion to the Sangha and the blessings of this practice, by his power, may all obstacles be overcome. By body, speech, or mind, for whatever wrong action I have committed towards the Sangha, may my acknowledgement of all be accepted, that in the future there may be restraint regarding the Sangha. Okay, now we will chant the salutation and the closing homage. Arahaṃ sammasambuddho bhagavā Buddhaṃ bhagavantaṃ abhivādeni. Svākato bhagavata dhammo dhammaṃ namassāmi. Supatipanno bhagavato sāvakasangho sanghaṃ namāmi. Okay, you all can be seated.
So Angie is online. She message, thank you, Brother Teo, and all Kayanamitas for your kind and compassionate blessings. I appreciate it very much.
We also rejoin Angie. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. That's why before they go back, I also wish them safe journey. Yeah? And ask them to take care and all those things. And on our own, we can send metta and wish for their well-being. So this is what we do. So when we have the understanding, the Dhamma, everything can actually accord and flow and develop understanding and get everything resolved through understanding. So this is a very good way to develop understanding. As I say, it's a blessing in disguise. Then whatever it is meant to be will be. Well, when the condition arises, I can sense it. Meant to be, well, I already told you all, this retreat is very different. A lot of things that I share will be different, and a lot of you will develop progress. Just now I saw Polian, Sadhu Yu. Your bowing was very good. You developed some form of mindfulness already. Don't tell me you don't know.
Yeah, good evening, everyone. Yeah. I think, Brother Teo, there's one day, maybe yesterday.
Not yesterday, today.
No, yesterday. Yesterday, the one is better. I feel.
So you get a thing. You get a.
The one is I only do 3 times for praying, paying respect. I'm saying yesterday.
No, just afternoon, you do quite long. You were very, very mindful, slow.
There's one yesterday also.
Oh, so.
So
don't be complacent, Don't be complacent,
Yeah.
Continue because God Lun help you. God Lun did it within 10 minutes. That's why you got failed. You should actually thank God Lun.
Since I told the mind, I also want to share. Because we follow Chin Hao in the car with Sister Po Cheng.
She very good.
So along the way, she share something. Something she strike me is in the car, we were saying when we arrived, Cameron, something. And then we find that is something okay. Just like Manyan say, I better sleep early so that I can wake up tomorrow.
According
to Elijah. No, no. So we saying something that we are going to come to Cameron something. Then everybody, I don't know whether everybody but me lah. At least I feel that it's something normal. And Sister Po Cheng say, no. Cannot.
Yeah, you know why.
So, I got this feeling. Tai can improve Tai Mo.
Yeah, that's why now you know. Because people look forward, no.
Yes.
You know the faith or not, the excitement.
She's so serious. So I said, Tai Mo will improve, you know.
Yeah.
So
she
many,
flew down from Singapore 2 days ahead to attend the Thursday class.
Yeah, I feel Chinese Koya, a little bit of she's so serious.
Yeah, that's why she said, no, you cannot think like that.
She said something I can't remember.
Then you take it too lightly. And
yes, then I said, that's the difference between me and her. So, and then we call back many years ago, maybe 2-3 years ago, PG was telling me, we are not serious enough.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
So I very blunt, I told her, no, don't agree. So this thing is also, she has many times mentioned to me, we are not serious enough. You see, those who are progressing, they are very serious.
Yeah, the faith very strong one.
Yeah, I silent, but deep down, I still not really 100%.
Don't then agree, do not compare.
I am still not serious. In fact, I go very wild. Wild in the sense, I addicted to YouTube for 1 year plus. And
oh,
I have
no wonder.
Withdrawing from it.
Oh, you see. Luckily, they were not boyfriend. You're addicted to YouTube, okay.
I understand why people say smoking. Yeah, smoking is not good. Smoking is not good. Yes, correct. Smoking is not good. You know, I can also understand YouTube is not good. But I addicted.
You must.
Some probably know.
No, you must remember what I say. Don't blame technology, understand? Technology is here to stay, understand? Like it or not. If you don't want to learn, you fall back. Like Han. Po Cheng also know. He justified old school, ma. Don't know how to use the word voice. If you don't want to learn, if you're gonna learn, then because you don't understand technology, technology is the user of technology or not. But you develop addiction. No? Then you use the word, I become so wow. No? Like you
watch drama, brother.
Yeah. La. I also watch drama. You ask my wife. The wife is a pilot. It's no problem. Even very exciting, I don't chase one. I got time, I watch. But that drama was very good, very meaningful, can teach people. I give some example to Manasana. You know that doctor, when the lady want to counsel him, he put his hand in front. The lady thought, oh, seduce him. Earlier. He pulled out of his car, the x-ray. He said, do you know you look like that? Oh, the lady, anti-climax, give up. So that is what understanding is. And that video, you ask my wife, very educational. It talked about society's problem, things that are happening in China. They all sayang the man, the boy, the son, and they like put pressure on the daughter to buy things for them, to support them, to give them everything. Also, daughter wrong one. Oh, then the father later realized he was so wrong. Until the daughter finally said, "If this continue, I am going to cut off the relationship." Wow, the father, after that only regret. Because he finally revealed the secret when the two of them had an accident. They went to the hospital. Then both of them were full of blood, everything. But the father didn't know the daughter was conscious. Then the doctor asked him, not enough blood. I think the father, the blood matched. So he tell the father, we can only do one at a time. We save one first. They ask the father to decide. The father will decide to save the son. The son younger, the daughter is a pilot, fully qualified pilot, and very successful. But because they favor son and the son. Then she said, I heard it. Oh, the father panic. You heard it. Oh, that only. Then after they cut the relationship, the father cannot say back anything. That is how you treat me. Everything also for the brother. You are the sister, you must sacrifice. Then the brother, useless fellow. Oh, everything also, know the father sayang him. He will put pressure on the father to get all those things for him. So force the sister to give her the house, give her the car, then get into trouble some more. Oh, a lot of nonsense. Then later on, when the sister get to know the doctor and want to marry her, he object, he asked the father to stop the marriage. Where his own marriage failed. Then like that also can. So that show was full of very good educational type of thing inside that. So this also explained to us why society is like that. Here in China, is That tradition which they follow is very bad. Your children's name must follow the father. That's all. So we say, daughter, marry out. You don't continue your, what they call, next generation. What is it? Past practice, huh? What did Yanda say? Ah, house practice. Yeah, yeah. So when you have this style of tradition coming in, I tell you, you cause suffering to the children without you knowing it. So you don't know how to resolve all this style of thing. They're both also stressed. The daughter stress, the father stress, and the son continue with his what cunningness, deceitful. When he knows the father sayang him. Then finally, somehow the condition unfold. Then this, the father met somebody, then they talk about children. Then that guy went through the thing. Last time my son was like your son. Terrible, I also make the same video. Then after that, I cut everything from him. Now then only he changed. Then after that, the father knew, he said, okay, sister already given you the house, okay? So now, electricity bill, water bill, whatever utility bill, or you must every month pay, contribute. Then, as usual, he don't have money. And he every time come back, ask for money. So what they did is, they cut off the power supply. Then he said, how come no electricity? You didn't pay bill. How come no water? You didn't pay bill. Then only he realized, then he come down and look for food. The father and the mother now smart. Yeah, that guy advised him. He don't want to cook. No water, no electricity. How? Huh? You want to eat? I'm going to cook yourself. Then he realized the fridge opened. No more thing inside there. Then only he starts to worry. Then after that, he realized the father, he cannot play that type of cunningness and deceitfulness already. That's why finally, the son got no choice. Yeah. Then he take the sister's car, go and drive. Then he get into trouble. The police one, I told you already. The second one was, he actually was driving, drop off a passenger. Then after that, he want to drive a while. He heard a bang, motorbike bang another lady. No, a man, I think. Then the motorbike went off. Then with the old man there. So he ever don't want to help. Then he feel guilty. So he helped. He sent to the hospital. So admitted. Then you know what happened? The relative of the old man came. Blame him for hitting the father, the accident. Otherwise, why you so kind-hearted send my father to the hospital? You must be the one that caused that. Oh, he kena kauka. Well, last time he accused people, now he kena balik kama, kena accused. Then, severe court case. At first, the children harassed him, asked him to pay the hospital bill, everything. Then the father, again, sayang the son. So come with the mother to the hospital. He said, hey, please, please, please. Anything we talk, he said, we discuss. Then when the fellow say the son did all this, they know where the son always lie on himself. So not he really did it. Now they don't believe him anymore. But he every time lie on. Wow, he cannot, they broke out. Then the parent agreed to pay for the medical bill and everything. But luckily later on, the old man become conscious and wake up from coma. Then explain that it was a motorbike that hit. Well, then they apologize to him. Then they give him a certificate. Say, really sorry. We really, we shouldn't have done that. And then only he appreciate. Then he volunteer in the emergency one, help people. Then when he want to give up, we are very hard work. The doctor told him, do you know? The last 2-3 days, you saved 17 lives. Then he felt good. I saved 17 lives. He never do anything good before. So that's why the show, after that, he turned around and become a responsible, good son. So very meaningful. A lot of things in life, you cannot perceive in negativity. Yeah, when there is condition, people will change. But you must know how to bring up your children. You must not like too pamper. Sayang, then you lost your mind. You have attachment, craving, then what you take side means what? Piensing, but English? Favorism. The word is favorism. So when you have favorism, you don't act rational. You act according to what? Your belief system, like Jayanta say what? House one, house rule. Tradition. Also, he say house something. I don't remember. Never mind, it's okay. So, yes.
Oh, yeah.
还没有，他是 develop mindfulness. 你能够看到 what is mindfulness is really very good. And so, your last time they bow, you look also, do you know, the walk, the way they do things, you can see you know, lack mindfulness. Of course, I don't want to use the word, still very heedless one. That one I cannot use, improve already.
I used to tell them if I lost my specs in SS2 house, Brother Teo house, dare not to announce and say, where is my specs? After that,
you know why or not?
Yeah.
The mind, the thought, I say, understand.
So we have to clearly say, do you see where is my specs? You dare not. Because my character is I'm among a group of friends that I'm familiar, I will do announcement. Do you see where is my spec?
Yeah.
But in SS2, I dare not to say. Until you say, where is the mindfulness?
Hey, I would say that one. I will laugh. I will laugh first. Then I will teach you. No, you know what I will teach you when you say that, I will laugh. Not only you, a lot of people are there. So, how to improve? Like I tell my wife, my children, and some kind of important thing. Where you put the thing down, aware. Once you're aware of that movement, then you can recollect. That's why people who don't understand, follow the commentary, they go and define sati as something related to memory. Actually, the moment you say sati related to memory, you are gone. Understand not? You don't understand. But there is certain aspect of truth in what is being said, but not the way they think, understand? You know, when you are mindful, aware, means that movement, you are aware. Then when you want to trace back, because you are aware, you can recollect, understand? So that recollection is from the memory that trace back the awareness at that time when you do it. But when you aware, no memory one. It has nothing to do with the thinking one. Awareness is before the thought. But because you aware, you can recollect. It's like you saw, you know, with your awareness. You know, it's like the direct seeing saw, you know. So you will recall. That's why later on, I share with my wife, I said, I left it there, that corner. Yeah, I remember. I'm very sure. That's why important thing like your purse, your spec or what, when you want to put somewhere else, a drawer or what, you just aware, you will recall. You will recollect. I won't say, where is your mindfulness? Where got say all these things?
Brother, you won't say. I myself.
You scared. I startle you there.
I scared. Brother, you say.
Oh, shake it. No, I won't do that. I will laugh first, I tell you.
Because Brother, we know, as you say yesterday, you are very humble.
Yeah.
And Brother, anytime you always tell us, you as our teachers, you always tell us thank you. All this time, you know you.
Yeah.
You also tell us
appreciate, ma.
This is the example
then
that
sadhu and all those things will like rejoice.
I can be like that because you see.
When your mindfulness is there, you change, you transform your views, your opinion, all different.
I think I pinjam NB pen also when I return. I didn't say thank you. And to you also, I think I didn't say thank you. Okay, come back to Sister Po Ching. Then
Yeah.
in the car, you know, brother, every day we read the, when we light the light, we light the candle, we put the water. Water means the cold, cool water. You know, the Dharma, all this, we every time, we so used to already. So, you know, in Po Ching, in the car, she mentioned, because we come to Cameron Highland, we siang na ge Fo Pu Sa qiu zhe ge qiu na ge. Every year also, I also don't know what I qiu. In the car, Po Ching said something, you know. She said, actually not applicable to her, to Alicia, to
yeah,
her,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
But it applicable to me. She said, women siang Fo Pu Sa qiu, the causes and conditions to strengthen our
yeah.
So I got shocked. I said, wow, she go back to so basic and it is so important.
Yeah. And the clarity is there, that's why. Causes and conditions for it to arise.
So
how can you chew? You
no,
cannot chew.
When
much.
She say this, then only it helped me to zoom into, okay, I don't need to talk to the brother anything. Just request, help me to strengthen my five spiritual faculty. That's
causes and condition, you miss out again.
Yeah. Causes and condition. What I mean is, Sister Po Ching, she maybe don't know what she mentioned, but it struck me in two things in the journey up here. That, you know, we just have the causes and condition to strengthen our five spiritual faculty, and the rest,
the faith,
it will slowly.
Yeah, it will take off one.
Yes.
That's why faith is number one. When I mentioned that she in Singapore, she will come into the Zoom and say, yeah, Bratil. But she started from there. She has strong faith. That's why without faith, you cannot move. That time I moved, I have faith in Xuan Hua, I have faith in Ajahn Yen Chang. Then all those teachers where I can sense they have the understanding and the truth, I have faith in them. That's why I cultivate. Then that thing just unfold. Okay? Anything else?
Yes, I also want to thank Sister Alicia. She also our small guru.
Yeah.
If you talk to her, sure, something you can pick up. Just like Sister, she say about the sadhu is the basic thing that she start off to open the heart.
Yeah,
so
it
makes me remember months ago, years ago, she also told me this, that sadhu is the thing that, you know. So today, I remember again, she said, sadhu is the thing that open your heart.
Yeah.
She start her journey from there.
Because it root out envy, jealousy, and unhappy mind state and so. Yeah, you rejoice. People get promoted, you rejoice. But office people are most of the time envy on this guy deserve promotion. Deserve all this award. I better than him. How come I didn't get? So the mind develops envy, jealousy. But whenever you see wholesomeness, cultivator will rejoice. That's why I rejoice a lot. Then my heart here also, the energy is different. Like metta, the energy is different. The four Brahma Vihara is very pure mind state. They can actually open up your heart. Even compassion also. When you have compassion, you become very different. All the insight, the animal, you cannot kill or not. Then you see the cat or the dog or what. If there is condition, you want to help or not. This is what compassion is. Real compassion means you cannot want to see people suffer. That if there is cause and condition, you can help. You want to help. But you must also understand in cultivation, different people cultivate differently. Yeah, when you are in that stage, you do that thing. After you have the understanding, you go beyond it, you no need to do that thing again. That's why initially a lot of people start with what? Dana. That's why, then help people. Old folks home, everything. Then I remember I told my wife, she also get interested. I said, please understand, don't be gullible. Just because you think it's meritorious, you also want to do it. Do you know, whatever you do, you create affinity. So when I say that, a lot of people panic. But please don't get me wrong. Doesn't mean that after that, don't want to help old folks. Please forget about medical conditions. Do one. But don't purposely go and do one. Because you want to do merit. A lot of other way, understand? Lucky, wholesome, better one, like keep your precept. Understand? Then develop mindfulness. If one moment of pure thought, the merit is immeasurable. Then Mangala Sutta, the highest blessing. All those things you can do, listening to Dhamma, straighten your view, the Tamil. Then why you want to purposely go and do? So you go and do, you know what happened? Or you create what condition? When you grow old, your children send you to old folks home, you don't blame them. You're at old folks home, you will be very well supported. You know why? Because you go and help, you go and support. You will get all those things. It's because you created that condition. You reap what you sow for yourself. Then your children send them you there is because your karma is such you want to go there. You understand? So kindness and goodness depend on the when you are at that phase of cultivation. When you because you don't understand the other thing that is a lot more wholesome, then you will go and do, understand? Then because you have affinity with old folks home because you read about it, your condition, then you want to help. So sometimes if you sincerely want to help and sacrifice, it can be very good. But please avoid the condition if you understand. So if there is condition to do, like somebody suddenly, hey, can we go and help the old folks home? I will still go. Understand? Then I will say, I make offering, donation. I buy the thing. Then we send it there. No problem. But you ask me to purposely go because got merits. I cannot go. So these are the understanding behind cultivation. Do not be rigid. Do not be gullible. Do with understanding, like meditation. Develop it with understanding. Then all the talk tell you one are gone. Yeah, this one is selfish, egoic one. Then like Pao Lian, she think it's a joke, but I'm not serious. I retire, I become very wild. So sometimes you are not careful. This is what actually inside, no? But you may think it's a joke. So it is actually a type of habit that you have developed, no? Without you knowing. Then it will manifest. It will come out. But when you are serious, cannot. Because when you are serious, when you are mindful, when you have the understanding of the Dhamma, you have got time to laugh and be. When time to be serious, you will be dead serious. Understand? That's why I say I go all out to cultivate. The moment I saw the fundamental truth, I search for truth. Then everything unfold. Then later on, when I knew what this teaching is, it evolved my existence, no, entire existence from now until future. No. I'm not going to take it lightly. That's why I go all out to develop understanding. That's why I become very serious. I cultivate full time until I have the understanding. So when you are serious, you become different. Yeah. So you can listen to others sharing and all those things. Then they can motivate you, understand? Then you should rejoice, understand? But don't go and allow the thought to like fall cold water. I cannot honor. I don't have the karma. My past not like that. I very child. Who is telling you all these things? And is it helpful? No. Understand? You should rejoice. Like I always say, I tell myself, you know, when I was young, without me knowing, I like to be with the, not the wise, be in the school is better student, intelligent. So I have this very strong understanding of, if he can do it, I can also do it. And if I work hard, I can become better than them. And really, that's why without me knowing, until university also, I will associate with the more intelligent, smart people and all those things. Then when it comes to Dhamma also, I will associate with the wise one. All those that don't have the Dhamma and all those things, I listen, I know, I just let things be, I walk away. But when I found one, I will go. Oh, I remember there is an Australian monk, Achan Jagaro, you remember? Somebody invited him over. First time he came to Malaysia. Then I was in Brickfield. I recorded his talk. And I found the talk very good. Then I talked to him. Then you know what happened? He told me, Theo, I will be going to Malacca. Do you want to come along? Then I say, hey, monk ask now. Then I say, okay lah, Ajahn Yagaro. So I become your kapia. I never become kapia before. You know how I agree, you know? Because he talked to me, you know? While he talked to me, he was so mindful, he observed me, you know? He saw my leg here. Sorry, I had to show you my leg. Here, where we sit, ma, I not full lotus, ma. I sit with the normal one. Eh? So here, when you sit very long, that spot become like hard and like it's a sign that you have sit very long. Not painful already, or not, but you have sit on even hard floor or whatever. No? He saw, no? He said, how long already that one? No. Oh, I know he very mindful. I say, yeah, quite a while already. Then later on, he discussed a few more things with me. Then I remember I told him something. Because I told him when I was young, 8, 9 years old, my consciousness come out. Then I understand all this. Then he laughed, he smiled. Then he thought, then during the talk, he didn't mention my name. There was someone who told me he had the out-of-body experience. I really come out with that one. Because I told him exactly. Then after that, he became close to me. Then I went and become his kapia. And he liked me so much. Well, I can communicate, talk to him. Then he said, Dio, come to Perth. He said, no. He invited me many times. I said, okay. If there is condition, I go lah. But there is no condition. Then I got one day, on his last day, he wants to go back again. He said, come to the airport. He said, I will be taking this flight, what time? So he let me know. So I really went there. Wow, I got a shock at the airport. The Thai people are like chase after him. Wow, like want to see him. Then later on, I talked to one of the people who want to get close to him. I say, why you all from Thailand all the way? You come and say, he said, Mr. Teo, he is an Australian, no, he said. But his Thai, when he speak Dharma in Thai, he said, better than the Thai. He really good, no. Oh. That's why he was an abbot. Now Ajahn Brahm took over a long time already. Last time he was an abbot. Then he, because he saw, then he said he wants to relinquish. Yeah, they were two founded it on actually. Then he said he wants to be with the mother. But I and him, Uyenon. I visit Melbourne, Taiwan. We saw him. Yeah. Then, when we saw him, he was actually invited to a house dana by a Malaysian couple, which we come to know one in Melbourne. Yeah. Then, come ngam, we go there. So, because of that, he was like very happy also. Yes, Theo, long time didn't meet up. Is it? How are you? He can feel my energy. You know? I can feel his energy. You know? His metal very strong. You know? Then he talked to me. You know? Then he tell me, you know? I said, are you still in Perth? Oh, he said, no. I came back and looked after my mother. The mother. Then also other reason. But some... There is story going around. Some say he disrobed finally. Yes. Then there was, I think, somebody close or what. Anyway, that one not important. More important is the encounter. His metta very strong. His Dhamma understanding very strong. That's why Wu Yan Lang, you can meet one. Then I actually almost went to Perth, but somehow conditioned not right. Then by the time I want to go, he no more the effort already. That's why after that I forget about you. Then Ji Wei come, Ji Wei on. Ji Wei invited me to Perth to share Dhamma. And the wife and him take care of us very well. Then there were a lot of joy. Then that trip was fantastic. After that we went to Melbourne too. So all this meant to be will be and very wholesome. And that trip, Ji Wei, very good. No? He drive us all the way from Perth to his... There is a city where he got the bungalow. I forgot the name. What is the name? Yeah? Never mind. So the white girl cook everything. Then Jiwe also happy. That's how I visited Pearl for the first time. Then I got one classmate there. So everything fall into place. Perth was a beautiful city. Simple, but beautiful. So when there is condition, things will unfold. Okay? So got improvement, but be more serious. What PG did was correct. He want to help you. He want to knock you. Because you are the one that bring her in. So all this is like gratitude. Understand? And you all become very close. I also don't know how you all become so close. Can tell me the secret.
I know her before coming to Brother place.
Oh.
So she look after me sometimes. She wet me. So she's my second mommy.
Oh, no wonder. Now I know.
And biological mother.
No wonder what Na Long there. He tell you all. Yeah, you then do anything. You remember Alicia and her, the fan? You go and move the fan. They tell you all. I heard, I passed by.
Fan, I think it's the toilet water, I think something like.
I think it's the fan. Oh, the mop. The mop.
Very stunky, the floor should not wet.
He like knock you until the boss yacho.
But Ryukyu, she knocked me gao gao one. Not only me, a lot of people can see also. Say PG knocked me that time. Really, and only to me.
They say in Hokkien, bo hobby. Don't
only
give
to
face.
Me.
Why don't give face?
She don't do that to other people.
Because you're too close to her. You're too good to her. Good friend. Good friend must knock one.
Brother, since this is very near to our retreat, I'm so glad the chance to thank everybody. Mm. And you can see, because it's a small group, even though Pak Masuri gives the task of us, but a lot of people, they will jump into places where they are very expert, even they are not assigned. You can see the dining hall.
They are willing to help out.
Yes, do. In out.
Like Alicia volunteer go down prepare things. Then Kok Loon also say.
Not their duty also.
Yeah, they will go and help. Yeah. Because otherwise they know you are not enough time. Then sometimes I also feel I should give you more time. That's why today afternoon I started almost 1:45. Yeah. Then my wife will say tomorrow schedule will talk. Just I supposed to talk. So tomorrow 2 o'clock Tang Jia come. So 1 o'clock, Pamasui prepare the summary of the account. Then after that, we meet at 1:45. No need 2 o'clock. Sorry, no need 1:30. Understand? So that you have more time. Then I think tomorrow we have to start packing and cleaning up our room. We are on the 4th. Huh? Tomorrow night, because on the 4th, we don't have much time. After breakfast, I think have to more or less final cleaning, clear and go already. Because they have function here.
So this one, tomorrow night, after that?
Tomorrow night, I will end early. So that we have time.
I think, but actually, tomorrow lunchtime will be our thorough cleaning, right?
No need. At night. Oh, sorry. Chamla. The
kitchen, I allocate to this Po Cheng and Han to put back everything. I think Song should know. Song used to help me to clean up the shrine hall.
Yeah.
These are the two places. So the room, you all take charge. So everybody take charge. So now I am thinking.
Tell you what, tomorrow night, I think I will end at 8 o'clock.
Then we can clean
then
up.
Then 1 hour, to pack, to clean, to do everything.
Cannot kitchen. We can only put back after breakfast.
I know. That one
last.
So
leave it to the last hour. Then we just clean it out. I think that morning also
tables,
we got nothing.
The chairs. The benches, the utensil, everything we have to clean up and put it back
store. Yeah, yeah. Then those who want to make offering tomorrow, like Pama Suri said, it's not the amount, it's how you understand it. You rejoice, then you express your gratitude and thanks. Then you would like to like cultivate affinity, 结一个缘. The amount is up to us, up to you all. So no need, you can afford, you want to give more, you rejoice, then you offer. But otherwise, simple, even 10 ringgit, 5 ringgit, no problem. Understand? Yeah? So what is important is this generosity that you do is very wholesome. Understand? Because after the retreat, you have that mind state, the condition, then this is how you develop contentment, compassion, love. Then you rejoice with your opportunity, the condition. You have to come to this retreat. The condition is actually very difficult. Then to have all this support from the temple people, the committee, and Pachan Sifu. And Teng Siong Sifu, self-helpful, he helped us to go out and buy so many things. Then reimburse only. He didn't ask for anything. So we, on our part, we should actually do something. So I told my wife already, separately from Kayamita Fund, we also will be giving them ang pao, the same. So that at least we do our part, if we can help. It's very wholesome, because she also got one vihara, Teng Siong Sifu, that she is supporting. And Kam Lan Che today offer Longan. She also has charity, and another one is what? Sunday school. So they are very sincere people, very wholesome, and they have been here very long. So if we can do, we are once a year we come, early on we miss 2 years. So at least when there is condition, you can afford to donate. So all these are very wholesome. So now, you want to meditate for a while? Better lah, huh? Okay, 30 minutes. Off the light. Then we will have awareness-based meditation. So final 30 minutes, make sure you do it well. You want to bow also can, you want to walk also can, you want to contemplate also can. Okay. Okay, you can slowly, mindfully, come out of meditation. Try to maintain whatever stability or mindfulness that you have developed, and continue with your training of the daily mindfulness whenever you are moving around or any activity that you develop or within the temple vicinity. Even when you go for a walk to feel the breeze and the environment, you do it naturally, then mindfully, okay? Discuss Appendix 6, training the mind. Turn to page 243. Okay, Appendix 6, training the mind. Trinity to understand cultivation. So you look at the chart, there's a triangle. So the triangle, at the top, there is a C. C here means the pure consciousness or the pure awareness, the first to come out from the oneness nature. And this is basically your true mind, your essence of mind, or your original nature. It's unconditioned, beyond thought, beyond time, and of course, beyond the normal psychological thinking mind. Then it cannot be perceived or sensed. There is unconditioned. It is just tranquility, stillness, the silent mind. Then on the right side of the triangle, we have this senses at the bottom. So this S is senses. So when you use your consciousness to make contact with the senses, it triggers mundane thinking or mundane living. Because we have the sixth sense upon contact between the sense basis and the external sense data at the respective sense basis, it will trigger the respective consciousness. Like we have seeing, hearing, smell, taste, tactile, and thought process. So this sixth type of consciousness enable us to know the world, interact with the world, and to create mundane living and experiences. So at the senses, what you do is, human being think a lot. So this mundane thinking or consciousness keep on arising because the sense basis, which is within our physical form. Then together with the mind trapped inside, we have the five aggregate of form and mind. Then Patijasamuppada, dependent origin, keep on arising there. Whereas when it comes to spiritual cultivation, you have to develop the silent mind. You use the pure awareness to develop the direct seeing via sati or pure awareness. So when you develop that, you are insight into phenomena, awaken. Then you develop the understanding or wisdom. That's why the slope towards the left. You is understanding. So understanding born of samadhi or right view, born of the direct seeing, thereby giving rise to yoniso manasikara, wisdom at the moment of sense experience. Then the horizontal side of the triangle is what we connect. We put there for living. When you have the wisdom connected to the senses or the fire degree of foreign mind and mind, then you can live. So when you live, you act according to understanding or wisdom. You don't act according to memory. Whereas without wisdom, you got no choice. You have to act according to memory. So that's how you have to develop the understanding to meditate. That's why I said, to meditate, you use the pure awareness or silent mind or meditative mind, the true mind, to develop the direct seeing so that you can observe, like Jay Krishnamurti said, sati is the silent, choiceless awareness of what is. What is means the reality. That's why when you are not using the memory, when you are just aware, then you can see what is happening. You can see all the movement, how you become stirred into delusion, and how you get yourself entangled. You can see them all. So this awareness, when it see, it develops understanding. And we call that the direct seeing without thought. Then this direct seeing can insight in the phenomena too, to develop the wisdom that we call yoniso manasikara. So yoniso manasikara is the wisdom that one developed through meditative training, through the heedfulness or awareness within. So when that arrives, then you can use it to live life. Then you will clearly understand how you function as a human being. On the one side, the mundane consciousness that gives rise to mundane living is very clear to you. You have that awareness and mindfulness, see all those movements. Then the other side, without the senses, the pure awareness, develop the awakening, develop the direct seeing, the understanding. So this is how you cultivate. Then after that, the pure living or heedful living become possible because of the wisdom. Okay, maybe the drawing is too small, a drawing on the whiteboard. So this one is C. Yeah? So this is the pure awareness or pure consciousness. So this is the first to come out from your nature. First to come out. Then after that, you have this one. Then you have this one. This one will connect to the senses. So this S is the senses, our six sense bases. So this one will trigger our mundane living. Then this one is the meditative training, the direction. Then this one gives rise to understanding or wisdom. So this U is understanding. When wisdom developed, the Buddha called it Yoniso Manasika. Then this one is, they call it the true living, or third phase of Dhamma, Pativeda, Pativeda. So this phase of life is the most beautiful. So this true living or heedful living is the most beautiful part of our life. Means you get to live the life of a noble one, an enlightened one. Then no more suffering, no more problem. Then you understand life truly, clearly. Because this direct seeing will allow you to understand who you are, what you are, and how you function as a living being. How the Paticca-samuppada at the senses. So here is the five aggregate of form and mind. So this five aggregate of form and mind is where the Paticca-samuppada or dwelling, law of dependent origination, arising. With this triangle, it makes it very simple to understand meditation. Because we are trying to realize the wisdom or enlightenment which is beyond thought, beyond mind. So you need to use awareness, pure awareness, sati, leading to heedfulness. That is what Dhammapada verse 23 is all about. Dhammapada verse 21, 22, 23. So all this, when you understand, you will not be foolish. Because here, mundane living is normally the mundane mind, the thinking mind. So this one, mundane or thinking mind. So if you use this to meditate, you are doomed. Because this one is thought-based. That's why thought-based meditation, the instrument itself limits you. It cannot realize the enlightenment which is beyond thought, beyond mind. Like the Buddha said, it's akaliko. So with this understanding, you will not be gullible. Then you know all the method, technique, object of meditation, they involve thought. Unless you do anapanasati or some form of what they call technique that involve mindfulness training. But if you go this way, the thought is active. Even mindfulness training, you get confused because you don't understand. So what is a method? What is a technique? Or what is a object of meditation for? They deludedly think the method and the technique and the object of meditation defines the meditation. No. Method and technique are just a series of instruction to do certain things. Understand? That's why it's called method. It's a technique. So if you use the thought to do, it becomes thought-based meditation. So how can you awaken to a state that is beyond thought, beyond mind? So this understanding is very important. Very, very important. Then the other thing is object of meditation also same. If you have an object of meditation, it's because they don't know how to make their mind quiet, peaceful. They think a lot, heedless. The moment they sit, they realize the sankhara moving. We have a mental hindrance, especially restlessness of mind, think a lot. Then sometimes because of the habitual tendency, sensual desire, ill will. This one, so active throughout the day. If throughout the day, every moment of sense experience, you stir your mind, you react into like and dislike, pleasant and unpleasant. So this movement become very habitual, then what is going to happen to you? This mental hindrance will continue to hinder your mind from entering the meditative state. That's why after that heedless living, you sit down and meditate, the hindrances are there. Where you carry so much of them through heedless thinking, through habitual tendency. So thought base will fail. Then they realize they have a problem. So what they do? They introduce object of meditation to anchor the mind so that the mind does not run off, become heedless, wander off, understand? But some teacher, they teach, the traditional one, you know what they teach? They verbalize, they know. They say, when you see your mind is heedless, think a lot, you labor, thinking, thinking, thinking. You think by labeling, thinking, thinking, thinking will go away? Well, you didn't understand. The root cause is not the thought and the laboring. The root cause is the mental hindrances are there. And why are the mental hindrances there? Because your opposite spiritual faculty you have not developed. If you develop the spiritual faculty, the hindrances are gone. Then you can go this direction. This direction means from the pure awareness, you don't stir your mind. That's why we need to train this mundane mind until it becomes the pure awareness. So from here, you start. This pure awareness is where sati or mindfulness training is. Then when you stabilize it, it becomes ever mindful. Then you use it to cultivate the meditation as taught by the Buddha, which is mainly Noble Eightfold Path. Then this cultivation develops. And this one doesn't involve thought. The direct seeing, insight into the phenomenon, it awakens. Understand? So this one, no method, no technique. That's why Yun Chan brought back the book, The Method or No Method. You remember? That one is Fa Ku Sang. So you have to, he know. He said silent illumination. So relax, he also emphasized on relax, then maintain that silence. Then after that, he said the silence got two types. One type is a conditioned mind, focusing on concentrating. Well, when you need an object of meditation to anchor your mind so that it don't wander off and become heedless, what do you do? You have to force it, understand not, to become one-pointed. So that it cannot think. Then they go into jhana. They go into concentration, samatha. That's how they feel very calm. The jhanic factor all there. You look at the five jhanic factor, only one of them is the enlightenment factor. So what are the jhanic factor? The five jhanic factor are vitaka, vitaka, vichara, piti, sukang, ekagata. Good. These are Pali words, okay? This one is applied thought. Then this one is sustained thought. You sustain it. Never mind. I have to rub off this one first to come out. Sustained thought. Okay? Then this one is calmness of mind, understand not? When you are mindful and aware, the sankhara are stabilized, then you become calm and peaceful. So they call it spiritual calmness. So piti is an enlightenment factor. Only this one is an enlightenment factor. These two are still thought, understand not? So with the object of meditation, they apply their thought. They sustain their thought until it becomes ekagata, one-pointedness. And they think by doing that, they have no thought. But it's not a free mind, it's a conditioned state. That's why it don't have awareness inside, but the energy is very strong. That's why I say thought-based, energy field. They develop jhana, they develop absorption. Then the mind that is in this state, no thought can arise. And that's how I told you. First jhana, all these five jhanic factors are there. Jhanic. All these are there. That's why there is still thought. There is still sustained thought. That's why the mind is not in absorption yet, not in apana. But you go to second jhana, these two is gone. Understand now? Then no thought. Means thought also cannot arise. So they say this is very good. My mental hindrance gone. That's why they believe concentration, one-pointedness, absorption can bring about enlightenment. Then what they do is at the second jhana, they relinquish these two, so no thought. So they actually experience piti, the spiritual calmness, spiritual joy. So this one can become very, very, like, very nice. And nice. I use the word nice, but not yet blissful. The moment you hit this one sukha is blissfulness. How many of you have experienced piti and sukha? Ah, good. This sukha, you know what is it? It really blissful, make you really blissful inside there, I tell you. Sometimes it like, wow, it like tinkle you and say, it's so blissful. And you like to do it. You continue to focus and absorb into it. So what happened is, at the third jhana, this one become too gross. So this one also relinquish. Then at the fourth jhana, even sukha also no more. That's why it's only ekagata, one-pointedness. So when it is at that level, they call it the equanimous mind. So they say the characteristic of the fourth jhana is equanimity. Understand? And really, it's like unwavering, collected. Cannot move on. Last time I went through the continuous mindfulness when I was in the university, right? I told you like a cylinder of energy here. Lightning strike also cannot touch it. It only at the peripheral, liang like that, but no noise. So what is happening is, if you go through one-pointedness or absorption meditation, which is samatha, basically, you are going to go into a state where there is no thought, correct? But it's a conditioned state. Means the mental hindrance all cannot arise. Then you don't know. Because you are not tested. Because the mental hindrance has been suppressed. Like the Buddha's analogy, you know, a cup of clear water. It is clear only when the dust, sediment, all settle down on the sun. But the moment there is condition, you stir it, what happens? The dust flows up again. Then when it's a free mind, they say when they go into daily life, to live life, they cannot. They have problem. They want to run back to the meditation, you call it what? The meditation area or retreat center and all those things. Because they couldn't take all this. Once you cannot maintain all this yanic state when you are in the midst of life or you don't meditate so often, then the mind will deteriorate. Then when it deteriorates, you realize all this defilement arise. The mental hindrance arise. Especially so when they get old. Before they get old, no problem. Well, my teacher also told me, Ajahn, he can carry his jhana for 24 hours. But at the time young, a lot of energy. But luckily, he did the daily mindfulness. After that, he withdraw to normal awareness, then develop the daily mindfulness. That's why he told me the highest meditation is we choose aware. All action, all movement in the present moment. What is that? That is daily mindfulness. So understanding this is very important. Okay? So hopefully with this drawing, that is clear. Any question? Okay, you don't have then? Yeah.
The other day, some of us asked you listening from the heart. So using this diagram also can explain.
Definitely, because you are using awareness, understand? Sati. If you go this direction, means what? Sati is the one that is aware. It doesn't do anything. Well, this one cannot come out and deny. This one is not a being, understand? That's why sabbe dhamma anatta. Whether the condition or the unconditioned, this one is also non-self. Anatta, not a permanent unchanging entity, but it is the unconditioned. You cannot talk about it. But the unconditioned, there is silent, is not cluttered or clouded by the mundane mind, means this wrong thought, this emotion stirring everything not there, what happened? You have clarity, anasana. Because the five aggregate doesn't arise. Sati is pure awareness before the knowing, anasana. So before you know, we have a thought. That's why this one can see clearly, can see things as they are. The Buddha called it the direct seeing, jnana dasana, direct knowledge and vision of the reality, the truth. Understand? So this is how you develop the meditation. Then when you have stabilized your awareness, which is at the heart area, then when you have located the gateway or you didn't locate the gateway or something, you stay at the heart, aware from there, then you listen from there. You understand now? Most people aware from where? They go to the brain. They think they are aware. They are actually conscious up there. And here, the brain is memory. Respond to memory. Thought arise. That's why avijja paccaya sankhara all here. So this thought, they are mental images. The second aspect of the five aggregate form. So if you use the pure awareness energy to trigger of sense door consciousness, then you input the content from your memory, then this one become mundane living, understand? Well, you are not using the wisdom to live. You are using your mundane memory, which is your belief system, your conditioning, your accumulated experiences, good and bad.
This part I saw it this way and help me understand. So the senses maybe different color. Okay. So the senses here, I focus on brain. There are many more lah. So maybe these are the predominant one. So you call this the vijnana, right?
Yeah.
Vijnana, our consciousness make contact with the senses. Because the 12 links prompted me to think this way. Yeah. Make contact with the senses, distinctly without wisdom.
Yeah.
Make contact with the senses, go to our brain, get the memory, get the data from here, use this lens, maybe I put the word lens here. Lah. So we use our memory, or the other way around, memory lens. Memory lens. To interpret everything we see, the sense data, or what we hear. We go through this filter to see this. And then it creates the sankhara, the thought, and this thought will have the evil roots of greed, hatred, and delusion. This one, your self-ego, the ego is very strong here. So this is how, for the large part of my life, I've been living and making decisions this way. And then when awareness, sensitivity and awareness was introduced, this was where it made a lot of difference. This awareness created a way to see the world without coming here first. So this allowed me to not use just my eye. It's not clairvoyance or anything. It's just that you're so sensitive that everything is happening. You see a lot of hidden data that the eye data and ear data could not see. You capture all that info, and through wisdom, you make contact with the senses, and then this time it creates pure, wholesome thought. You create the right thought, which leads to right action, right speech. Because wisdom gives you the right view in the first place, which is very important. Right view with regards to the law of karma, especially. Everything happens with karma. Otherwise, when something negative happens, we perceive it with the brain, and then the evil roots will ask us to retaliate, There's no right view. We don't think about karma and then we just hit out at others. This one creates action, speech, and then it goes into our alaya consciousness, which accumulate into our karmic nature and cause rebirth. So the 12 links actually can be easily seen from the triangle. This is what I wanted to share.
Sad. So Sui brought up a very good point that brings about better understanding. Because what I can add on to what she says is, you must understand, normal unenlightened human being, they live this way, this direction, understand? They live life this direction. They think a lot, Hitler. They every time create thought. That's why Hitler's thinking. As this is happening, you can also develop this if you know how to meditate. Understand? If you know how to silence. The moment you are silent, this awareness nature is already there. Because this thing comes from the pure awareness. From the pure awareness, dependent origination starts. Everything that trigger off here, the five aggregate, they are dependent originating. Understand? So the causes and conditions are, you have the sense basis. Then the pure energy gives the energy, the pure awareness. From here, it creates the energy. Therefore, spacious awareness, you focus. Then you perceive. So what happens is the sense data, together with the senses, upon contact, trigger off vijnana. Understand not? Because basically, it's pure awareness. Understand not? Before you input the contact. But the complication is here. When you hear, you only got brain, memory. Understand? So brain and memory cannot see beyond thought, cannot see beyond mind. So it can only play with this. Then he got no wisdom. So how does he act? He acts through his memory, which is all the conditioning, belief system. Everything that he accumulates, good and bad. So your phobia, your insecurity, your scars of memory, your belief system, your tradition, then your concept of race. All this come from what? Society's education and thoughts limitation, which create words, concept and idea to divide, understand, to create problem and confusion. That's why here is suffering. Like Sui said, the evil roots are there. Then this one creates the egoic mind. When you have the ego, you definitely will become selfish. Where you think you exist, understand? Then you want to own, you want to have, then you try to possess. Then after that, when things don't go your way, you're unhappy, you become unhappy, anger, hatred. That's why emotional negativity. This is the hatred. Then delusion, where you don't have wisdom, you don't understand, you don't believe law of karma, you don't believe how you function as a human. You believe you exist. The word is you exist. So this ego has been like enhanced, understand? Since birth until now, the identity, like the Buddha say, the five upadana khandas, grasping area. The first one is identification with what? The body, the physical body, the form. Then you identify with your feeling. You grasp, you cling. You want pleasant feeling, you don't want unpleasant feeling. Then the perception also. Everything you perceive, you think real. You want to own, you want to have, you want to grasp, you want to give meaning. You like, you cling. You don't like, you want to push away. That's why all the duality, all the delusion, all keep on churning over this up. Unless you silence your mind to meditate, to develop the right view and the right understanding, you cannot act, understand? You cannot live life. So see this clearly. Then you will not be gullible. That thought-based meditation is dead, understand? That's why when I understand this, I try to teach you all. I dare not straight away say thought-based meditation is there. Everybody do that, understand? Then they will question me, you are just a lay person, not even a monk. Who are you to say all day with book also never write? Yes, that's why you have this type of problem in life. So when I started, I didn't want to come out and teach and share it, because what I understand is the opposite of what human beings do. Human beings 99 or 100% here. And it's not. Once in a while, maybe you're aware. But very rare. That one is like split second only. But the moment over is over. You know when you are in this pure awareness. Where you got a shock. Understand? Like pending danger or what? You shock, then you don't think. Understand? And you know how Guang Xing Lao He Sang, not Guang Xing Lao He Sang, Xi Yun Lao He Sang, how he became enlightened. No. That one is second page. Xi Yun, he pour the hot tea on, then the hot water burn the hand. So in that instant, you like, wow, shock. Then the thought stopped. That's why he in the poem, he say what? At that moment, when the cup hit the ground, the sound trigger off the mind to cease. You know how it cease? He described in the poem. It's like the mundane mind, the mind, pulverized. You know what is pulverized? Sama bogalevi. That's how you awaken. So he only need that condition. That's why awakening during the Buddha's time, also a lot of arahant. You think they meditate? There were a nun pour water before the water reached the end here, enlightened. Understand? Then the monk who cannot even memorize a stanza, given a white cloth, asked him to clean. The more he cleaned, the more dirty it became. Then he suddenly realized, originally the cloth is pure, like his true mind, the pure mind. But the more you want to do, and who is doing? The thought is doing. He becomes defiled. That's why he becomes arahant straight away. So a lot of such incidents. So understanding this is very important. So when you only have one split second, not even a glimpse of split second, and that is pure awareness now. It's not cessation now. Cessation, one glimpse, one split second, you can become an arahant. But this one is just a pure. So to touch this, to come to know that you have the true mind, which is pure awareness only, take them so long. Understand? Because they never knew there is another mind, another nature inside. All the while they thought, since birth until now, is thought is the only instrument I have. Where I have this brain, I have this memory, I have this knowledge. Then I like real. Understand? I can live life, I can become conscious of things, I can know a lot of things, I can even do a lot of other things. Then why you say it's not me? So when you don't have the wisdom, when you cannot see all this movement which is dependent originating, that's like Paticca Samuppada, where the Buddha saw, then he realized this form and mind, the five aggregate, is not real. Not a permanent and changing entity, not him. He sees it through what? The direct seeing. With the pure awareness, he comes to know how he functions as a human, how the senses come to be. Then the senses, like the physics experiment, you need the three conditions. Understand? Sense basis, sense data, and the consciousness, contact. Then it triggers off, like the light bulb, light up. Automatic, understand? Nature's law. You don't need a God or a soul inside there to be responsible for seeing. Then he realized everything is dependent on originating. Then every time he focuses and perceives something, where he directs his mundane mind towards something like seeing or hearing or smell, taste, tactile or thought process, what does he do? He cannot understand what that thing. Initially, it's the pure consciousness. In the seeing, it's only seeing. Only that. But the memory that he has is so habitual and full of views, opinion, and all this, what they call rubbish inside. So straight away, he will go to the brain and try to understand. And then the memory tell you, okay, that one is ka, that one is what? Or Buddha Rupang, or my voice. So that perception come from memory, understand not? So that perception that introduce the content inside based on your views, opinion, and conditioning is what? is actually the rubbish. But that content has the evil root, like Sui wrote here. So how can that content develop understanding or wisdom? How can it transcend its own thought? That thought is limited. You focus, you shrink, and you become that thing with the content inside. It's just like I said, Bring Chang, you drive your car, you are at the level of the ground. Means you only know the content of that thought. I mean, the whole spacious awareness, other thing happening in the world, you don't know. You are preoccupied with that thinking. That's why this one is limited. This one creates delusion. Then your like and dislike based on your views appear. Then you keep on sankarasanya, creating your own misery. Something. That's why when you see all this, then you come to know how you become afflicted, how you get yourself into trouble. Then you realize what the Buddha said is true. Yeah, everything is dependent originating. There is no thinker behind a thought. Why? The thinker never think, understand now? Because the thought comes from memory, understand now? When you go to the memory and try to understand, that memory tell you, understand? That's why thought is respond to memory. So the content all from memory trigger all content and become the thought. It's not a thinker who think, understand? Without memory, the thought cannot arise. When you are mindful, aware, you see all this. That's why the Buddha's problem solved, because he said the five aggregate of form and mind is not me, the human being is not. Then no more problem with old age, sickness and death, understand? Nothing died. His nature never died. That's why he awakened. Then he connect, he inherit his wisdom, Sambhogayakaya, the perfection of wisdom and virtue, all coming, the 10 perfection. That's why he animate into a Dhammakaya, the Buddha that teaches the Dhamma. Okay?
Brother King?
Yes.
I would like to share my experience with
you. Okay, okay.
And hopefully you will benefit the other.
Yeah, very good.
And, if other people can.
Okay. Can. Come. Yeah.
As I've talked with Kogdun just now during our inner time, you can see from this pure awareness, consciousness, both the arrows pointed to the senses.
Yeah.
That means whatever path you take, you still reach here. Yeah? But this is very, very dangerous. Not only very important, but going this path is so dangerous. It's suicidal. Because
we love. Wisdom is very dangerous. Wisdom from here go beautiful living.
Yeah. So that's why I want to share my experience during this journey. My stimuli for this is like using a compass, you know, or GPS. And when Brother Teo asked, have I felt all this? There was one time I met Brother Teo and Sister Padmasri, and Sister Padmasri shared with me her experience. I'm not alone. Yeah, so we some of us have actually gone through, seen this, felt this, and this is actually no ending.
Mm.
Yeah, and so what I say is when the compass, like the time when I remember I met Brother Teo in Brother Suyang house, my compass just went hit wire. It can't point off anymore, and that time I was like, my brother Teo said, my face went pale, I was lost.
Yeah.
I was totally lost. It's like my
head like shocked. You know? Everything he learned one is the opposite of what I say. You know? That's why he very good. I say it takes time, don't worry, slowly. Then when you settle down, when you understand, then all this will become different, very clear.
Yeah.
Luckily he keep on coming. You know?
So it's like the GPS having the battery come off, no more battery. It's like, where am I? I'm lost. I was totally lost here. Then for me to come back to pure awareness again and to walk this journey, it took some time. And it took a difficult.
Not
lots
easy.
Of
issues.
That's why I think for maybe at least 2 months, brother Teo. I drove up every week.
He attended the club. He attended.
Sure that I,
Thursday
I
club.
Found my path again. That's where brother Teo said that you're like swimming in the pool.
Correct.
Grasping for this thing that something is not
because the support, the float that make you float, as long as you hold onto the float, that is like your object of meditation, understand? Then you cannot understand the real swimming, understand? Well, you assisted one, that flotation. Without the float, you sink.
Yeah, because so they depend on the float that we forgotten we have the buoyancy that we can.
Yeah, you already naturally lighter than water. That's why you are buoyant.
So when we depend on it, then we just lost our confidence. We like, can I do it? You know?
Yeah.
Having this meta, something to hold on to, but But I just say, no, no such thing. You just
It must be a free man.
Relax.
Free man.
Relax.
Go to sleep most of them.
So that was my journey. I said it's very, very, very painful and dangerous to come back here.
Yeah.
And one more thing I want to say is the Pajit Samuppada. I always see this thing also that traveling like the six sense doors. That also can be put into three parts, like there's the eye, there's called Lun, there's also the sea. So if these three parts can be identified, that helps a lot also in the whole journey. But I really, really request everyone to follow this journey.
Yeah.
When Brother Theo let you just can't, it's lost. It's like GPS.
You
hold your GPS on the compass on your hand, but you don't know where's the north, to go north. And you, like that time, Brother Theo, really, I felt like, where am I? I thought I was really at the correct direction, and why you gave me this? Okay. I lost my coordinate. So please. Do not depend on something. It's really, really on your side, your own thing. It's an awareness and And at the end of the day, I find this direction is so simple, but it's very it's fruitful, and you can see the light at the end.
Thank you so much, Dr. J. So all this can become what I should say useful example. Dr. J came to a different journey, but like she said, he is not alone, because in the past most people go to the jhana way as a method, technique, object of meditation. So what do you expect? The world is the world. So when the understanding develops, then you look at this now. You start to laugh, understand? How come so easy to understand, so clear, I cannot see? Well, nobody taught you. Nobody showed this to you. Well, this kind of understanding very rare. Very, very rare. You don't believe me, you go outside and find. Like the Buddha said, it is because of sakyadity that conditioned the living beings to grasp at the five aggregate of form and mind that make it the grasping aggregate that I call dukkha. So the main culprit is sakyadity. It conditions you to grasp, to cling. So this wrong view is the cause. So the Buddha said, without the Dhamma, which is the wisdom, the yoniso manasikara, you sure forever stuck in samsara. And most of the time, living being come, they develop the ego and they become selfish. They have greed, hatred, and delusion. And this one continuously torment them, afflict them, and make them miserable. So every now and then, sometimes in the what they call mundane existence, if let's say you use your intellect, which is your what they call you know what is intellect or not? What is the other word? Your knowledge. You use your knowledge. In our society, you can become successful, correct or not? Through knowledge, you study hard, you went to university, you got a PhD or master degree or a successful graduate. My time, graduate enough. Now, graduate very common, like roadside everywhere. So when you have that type of degree, the intellect and the knowledge, society recognize, they say you're very smart. But do you know all these people who are successful materialistically, they cannot live la. They have more problem. No money also got problem. Got money also got problem. Too much money, big problem. Louis Chok Wai, they say. So you see all the billionaire getting into trouble now. Our ex-prime minister also getting into trouble. All because of greed, delusion. They think all this is easy money. So they become what? Professional. And the worst is, they feel that professional take too long. One lifetime to save, also not much. At the most, maybe 10 million. You're really very good, understand? Or maximum 100 million. But they become politicians, billions. Understand? So easy, you know. That's why a lot of people want to become politicians. Understand? So, society make it like that. That's why with all the success, materialistic success, you still cannot handle life. Do you understand? When you confront the first noble truth, eight reality, you still entangle yourself. You become miserable. You believe you exist. Understand? This Sakaya Ditti, where is it? The ego. Sakaya Ditti. This is the culprit. Through delusion, you develop self-delusion. So when there is self-delusion, you will grasp, you will cling, you will hold, and you suffer without knowing why you suffer. Well, you still blame others, understand? Sometimes you blame the government too. And sometimes you blame your competitor. And sometimes you blame technology. Yeah, la. The business I am in, sunset industry, obsolete already. Understand? So all this is what society is. Without Dhamma, you cannot live life. Society is where the heedless, unenlightened, they call putujana, continuously creating this type of what they call game of suffering. So, one tongku that you see. So they keep on running up and down. Birth and death, birth and death. This is what samsara is all about. This whole thing is samsara, understand? This whole thing is samsara. Samsara is cycle of birth and death. You cannot escape from the, you call it what, the vicious cycle, understand? The only way to free is to go back here. But this is your true nature. When you arise, this is the first thing to come out. But you have lost understanding that you have this one, understand? And when they tell you you got two mind, the other one is the true mind, the pure awareness, you say you gila. You never experienced it before, understand? So meditation need this type of understanding.
I thought you remember the conversation I had with Mr. Yun Chan.
Yeah.
The memory lens, the main thing it does to me is compare. This one, this having formed a lot of memory over the last few decades, creating an ego, it every time I see or hear anything, I compare and I want the good one, bad and good. So when I see a good one, I want to own it, become mine. So this is what my brain do because it has created this identity. I believe I define myself to be Sui with this name, this nationality. So I want to accumulate things that are good. Actually, as I was talking to Sister Yun Chan, I noticed what this word ownership actually means. It believes that you exist. It believes that object can be a very, I don't know, a gold nugget or something very expensive that you want. It believes this exists, it believes this exists, and it believes that you can own this forever. That is what ownership, you can maintain this link, perpetuate this link forever. This is the whole concept of ownership. Now, when I start to see things this way, the whole world looks like the analogy of a bullock cart that the Buddha gave. The human being can be broken up into all the different parts, not really a being. So this this will not exist forever. One day this will go. And then the object, let's say this whiteboard, I really like this whiteboard, I want to bring this home. You break this up, so many parts. There's so many whiteboards, and then all of them, when you break it up, they're nothing. You want to own this particular whiteboard without any defects, without any blemishes. It's practically impossible. When you really logically look at it, what you're asking for is the sky. So this, when these two, when you break these two down into bullock carts, your whole idea of wanting to own a perfect thing breaks down. Then this is no longer there. Then when I start to see everything as a bullock cart, right, how do you even compare? Even when you give me two bowls of chicken rice, two plates of chicken rice, I see two different chicken bites for me to eat. How can you compare this plate to that plate? So this comparison that the brain tried to do, chicken rice again, not nice, like yesterday, just eat. That doesn't happen to me anymore because I look at it, wow, chicken take how many months to grow? Okay, now maybe shorter, a few weeks to grow. Rice take how long to grow? Then they kill the chicken, two different chicken die and then two different plates. And I go and compare yesterday's one to today's one. And I say, same, yesterday's one better, today's one better. It's like, what is this memory doing? I see the danger because of that. So now I realize this is so much more wholesome. And I have more gratitude. When I don't compare, I have gratitude. And when I have gratitude, I see how fragile everything is. Whatever I want to own is very fragile. Human being, like my father said, temperature go off, you can die. And things, all these, right, can break, can deteriorate. It doesn't mean they give you a guarantee this will last 10 years. All the whiteboard they manufacture will last 10 years. There'll be defects on that. One will last only maybe 1 year gone already. Handphone gift to you, so you get a lemon. Doesn't mean it will be always the perfect one. So it's like this whole idea of owning something perfect, this is the scam that this ego tries to let me buy into this idea. Now this starts to see this as a scam. I don't want to believe you anymore. Yeah, so I find that was how it helped me live my life better.
Thank you. You see, because her way is analytical, and it's more towards intellect understanding, which is also not bad. Her approach is like that. But finally, she will understand that the moment she hit the awareness, she will understand all this. Because he has the base, and he sees the delusion, the stupidity. So instead of direct seeing awaken, you start to see and understand it as a intellect, which is contemplation, second turning wisdom. Second turning wisdom is also an understanding, but not very, very powerful. It is not penetrating, but good enough for her to have some understanding so that she do not fall into this delusion. So to add on to what she say is, you must understand why compare. Compare. Christianity call it measurement. Comparison is measurement. You measure. That fellow more wealthy than me. I want to be as wealthy as him. Then I measure. He is not good. I want to be better than him. So measurement is lack of contentment. When you lack contentment, then you measure. But when there is contentment, you don't measure. But both also from the egoic mind, understand? The egoic mind. So contentment is a virtue, the Buddha said. Before you have the wisdom, he said, be contented. Contentment is the highest wealth, understand? So all this measurement is gone. Your problem is gone. So developing simple virtue as taught by the Buddha can also reduce your suffering. When you don't compare, when you don't measure, you won't become competitive. But to the society, the materialistic world, this is not the way to be successful. They want competition. They want to compare. They want to be successful better than you. That's why the ego come into play through the memory, through the ego, which still deluded with no Dhamma. But when they realize that, hey, no you, hey, no me, this one is not you, like the block cut analogy. The human being is like the block cut. The parts you take away, where is the block cut? The Buddha asked the monk. It's gone. But you assemble back, the Buddha said, then You see, because it has a name. You give it a name, you give it a concept, it can perform a function, then it exists. And then, how block up? But outwardly, externally, where you have the understanding that these are all dependent originating, which causes and conditions give rise to that block up, the parts. You need people to do it, raw material, then it becomes a block up. So outwardly, it's already condition arising. Without all these parts, all these conditions, it cannot arise. It doesn't exist. Then how do you know it's a blocker? You perceive it through memory, understand? Again, this memory, understand? Then you label it. That one, if you have mindfulness, you see it's an image. No solidity. The image is even more unreal. Then why do you cling onto it? Externally already not so real. The image that come to know and perceive through the mundane mind is just an image. It's even more unreal. So that is what delusion is all about. Understand? So when I realized that I saw that, then who owned? What owned? The five aggregate also not a permanent and unchanging entity. Yeah? So how can you own anything? You yourself is not a permanent. Means when you die, everything you cling on to, hold on to, are not yours. And there's a separation is a five daily contemplation. The monk also need to contemplate. The lay people also need to contemplate. So five daily contemplation is where you can break free. Understand? So all this are very, very easy to understand. And this one is used simple understanding based on the intellect, based on normal knowledge. But you develop the faith, the interest, then you contemplate, then you reflect. Then you see clearly, oh yeah, why so deluded? The form and mind is dependent oriented, like the blocker. Externally dependent oriented, not so real. Then how do I know it's a human being? I perceive it, isn't it? So form am I perceiving another form am I? But everything is condition arising, cause of knowledge. So no reality. Then like Sui said, the thing that you try to own also dependent originating can disappear. When condition no more, exists. It's just like this table. Arises, it exists. How did it come? The raw material, the carpenter do it, put at the shop, the temple buy, or the customer or somebody who want to offer the temple buy. That offer arises, exists. Okay? You think this fellow lasts forever? If somebody like the Indonesian worker, let's say, he saw it interesting, the house don't have, he take, he go. Overnight gone, no? Or fire, but gone. When this exists, due to causes and conditions, when the supporting condition no more, it ceases to be. And everything is mind-made. How real can mind be? So if you use that understanding based on knowledge and intellect, but you are not deluded because that knowledge and intellect is a contemplation. When you contemplate, reflect, then you realize you awaken. But I said that one is less penetrative, but good enough for daily life. Then when you have the time to do the bhavanamaya panya, that's why I said when he do this awareness-based meditation, this is the direct thing, bhavana maya panya. Awaken there and then without word. Then it realizes it through the awareness, no? Through the direct seeing. No? Then that one is not a knowledge. No? Won't disappear, no? Store in the nature. No? No. The contemplative wisdom is good enough, but not penetrative enough. So sometimes they don't have the stability or understanding, they can still get emotional, they can still get like deluded. Then sometimes they go back to the old way. Yeah. But most of the time, before they go back to the old way, they remember what they contemplated. Then that contemplation will also like Yoniso Manasikara, it prompts you, but it's not spontaneous. Understand? It goes through memory. Understand? Where you understand it through reflection, contemplation, you need memory to store. Where you didn't store it here. Understand? The direct seeing, no need to store on. No need to remember. This one awakened forever. That form and mind connected, he will understand. Yeah. So that is the difference. Okay? That's why the understanding can be approached from many directions. So during the Buddha's time, you remember a lot of his disciples, he listened to Dhammacakkappavattana Sutta, then he listened to Anatta Lakkhana Sutta, they become enlightened. All become arahanta. You think they meditate? They didn't meditate. But like most people know, their past life can be Buddha's disciple. They definitely do a lot of work already. That's why when the Buddha spoke the truth, like I come, my nature, the moment I hear truth, I understand. No need explanation. Understand? So all this is what Dhamma cultivation is all about. Understanding nature's existential law. Understanding the unconditioned. Then these two, you know how to live life. Okay?
Maybe thanks for you. I heard this driver told me about.
Yeah, today only clear. Because you know why? The book one very small, the triangle. The book one, the triangle very small. That's why I draw a big one.
I don't think it's the whether it's small or big.
You didn't look. You didn't look at the book.
Yeah, it's not so much. You this was drawn so many years ago.
Yeah. 10 over years ago.
I look at triangle, I didn't quite understand it.
So now you understand why it takes time. Because you are so conditioned. Your old conditioning of what meditation is. That one limits you. That's why Mahayana said, knowledge binds. Understand now? Why you want to know too much? You must reflect, contemplate, and develop the understanding. And that one is after hearing, then you stabilize it by reflecting, contemplating, and inquire. Then when you develop the understanding, it's second turning wisdom. Chintamaya Panya. The first one, if your past is very strong, through hearing, you awaken. Understand? Like winning. If you cannot, you must go to a second turning. Then in second turning, you don't have that like gifted ability. Because she has the gifted ability. When she look at things, she need to understand first through the normal way, knowledge way. Then when she understands, she can remember.
Computer brain.
Because she realize a lot of things. She seen before, she can remember. She will tell you, yeah, that did that one. So she got like very good brain, memory. Because they are IT and her past life. So when you approach from that direction, it can also give rise to Chintamaya Panya, second turning. But that one is not that penetrating. You want to be penetrated, you see, the moment he go into awareness and stabilize that, I tell you, you can never catch up with her. She like, once the awareness come, all these are, not only at the level he contemplate, all this become very clear and become like, oh, like that one. Then become completely different. Then after that, he look at life, everything different. Then all this comparing, all those things, comparison or what they call measurement, then the ego and all that. No need to be so complicated. The whole thing is understood because we see all this as dependent originating, conditioned arising. No reality. Come and go, come and go. Not a permanent unchanged. Then the universal characteristic, anicca dukkha, you can only insight and realize here. You cannot use knowledge to contemplate anicca dukkha metta. You have to awaken to it. That's why they call vipassana, insight into the three universal characteristics. Okay? We better end. Because tonight, don't worry, can be a little bit later. But now, I think it's more than enough time to end. So tomorrow, I left with very little. I read through the note. Manjuan can help me to read also. But if my voice is okay, because this one, Teng Seng Sufu Bayan, very good. What already? Si Kwa Swang. Wow, my, this ulcer on the palate on top. I sprayed 2 times, now almost healed. Oh. Very good. Si kwa song. Not watermelon.
Watermelon.
Ah, watermelon.
Produce using watermelon.
Oh, watermelon seed. Ah. Wow, got
skin.
Oh, skin. Got such potent effect.
Doesn't mommy ask you to eat the white?
Oh, no wonder. They say watermelon, red one, the one they eat white one. No, no, it's a very good analogy. You know, those who know, eat white one, got this effect. So what happened in my meditation? People tell you, eat white one, you say you might be mad. The red one is sweet one, or the yellow one is sweet. Oh, you ask me to eat the white one, no taste one. Correct. Means when you understand, you will know how to eat the white one. So, what is happening? Not nice to eat. And yet you know and you don't want to eat. Like Dhamma. You know this triangle, you don't want to practice.
This one nicer.
Red
color.
You know why? Because you have been so gullible along this direction. Like I said, variety is the spices of life. Up and down everything. You suka, a lot of fun here. A lot of sensual pleasure, a lot of what they call gullible thing, that Leo you, so interesting, understand? Aware. And who is aware? You go and ask this question, aware of what? The thought come out already, you don't know what is awareness. But you say, a lot of nutrient means you know this is beautiful. Understand? And then you compare this one and this one, although this one got a lot of variety, a lot of very beautiful sensuality, everything. But do you know, when you have this understanding and awareness and awaken with the wisdom, all this variety you can experience and have without having to suffer. That one better or not?
Yes.
Every time chase after this one. That's why, just now you say what? After you retire, you become lagi?
Wow.
Wow, or garang, Malaysia. Because you still don't wake up yet. You still don't know there is another type of life which can have everything here. That's why wonderful existence. Everything here minus the suffering, now you know, but you don't want, understand? You say, bo ho chia ma. Do I hold jia ma?
Actually, 我只想, 跟宝莲讲，其实呢，这个方向呢，起初是吃苦，
yeah.
但是呢，它的 rewarding 啊，后面的 rewarding 是非常的 rewarding。所以我们
走菩萨道了，走菩萨道，先走这条路。
这条路 like not interesting 哦。But the Bodhisattva know once you develop the wisdom, this road is very wonderful, very rewarding. Like Alicia said. Continue.
首先，我们就当吃苦当吃苦，然后就后面就很 sweet 了。好，感恩大家，晚安。
Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Okay, we end. So today, share Mary. Akasata Jevumata.Devanaga Mahindika Punyantang Anmoditwa Chirangakantu Loka Sasana Ittawata Chamehi Sampadan Punya Sampadan Sabe Dewa Anmodantu Sabe Sampadi Siriya Idang Meya Inang Hotu Sukita Hontu NyatayoIdang mena tinang hotu sukita hontu nyatayo. Idang mena tinang hotu sukita hontu nyatayo. Deo wasat kalena sasa sampati leto cha. Vito bawatu loko cha. Raja bawatu damiko.Imina punyang kamena, mameba samakamo, Satang Samagamo Tu Yawa Nirvana Pantiya Sadhu Sadhu Sadhu. Okay, we respect mindfully the triple chakra. Then we can end. So, looking back, I think discussion can make it clearer for most of you, isn't it? This type of discussion can make the Dhamma clearer. Because what I put in the note is the skeleton. Because he analyzed reason. You also good at analyze reason. That's why you can same lingo. But her one is the intellect reply, contemplate. She understand it all. Yeah, when she has her approach like that. She IT one like that one. Must be clear one. Then the this system analyst or IT one. Information technology. So need information on input. Then output. Then draw the program. That's why very systematic. Then when he understand, the program never go wrong. Don't understand syntax error, all the error. So this is what discussion can bring about, a lot of understanding and a lot of fun. That's why everyone is different. Your expertise is different. Your coming. Behavior, background, your conditioning, all different. Understand? Your tradition also different. They have all the different races, their belief system also different. Understand? Religious label, everything different. So they will approach it from their own conditioning and belief system. Well, this is the memory that they only have. They always use this. But when you develop wisdom, you don't need memory. Memory is only for living, understand? When you have the understanding, awakening, then all this thought becomes right thought. Wholesome and pure thought, like what Sui, right, understand? You have no more delusion. But before that, you don't even know what awareness base, how to develop wisdom. So your wisdom is actually knowledge, understand? That's why knowledge bind. The Mahayana Sutta, whatever you know is knowledge. It binds. Then Krishnamurti like it best. Then he said, knowledge cannot bring about enlightenment. You know how he explained now? What is knowledge? Knowledge is memory. Knowledge is memory. How can you use memory to act? You should die. Because memory, which is knowledge, it's of the past, rigid, dead. No wisdom one. It cannot have the understanding one. Like we say, it's limited. It can only see within the field of thought. Beyond thought, it cannot see. So awareness that is responsible for his creation, he cannot see. But awareness can see thought. Thought cannot see awareness. So that is how things become what it is. So without awareness, the higher energy, like people high up, they can see. They become sensitive. But you are at that level, deluded, gullible. That's why you get yourself entangled.
Because everything we know here is obsolete.
Yeah, of the past. And also not within the moment. Memory is always recalling, because it's accumulated knowledge. It's not the present moment. That's why you cannot see things as they are, which is within the moment. You cannot awaken to see objectively that he know you, he know me. Then you understand who are you, what are you. You know why I say who are you? The five aggregate of form and mind, you know, is impermanent, not a permanent unchanging entity. Dependent originating. So when you know who are you, what are you, means you have the senses and make you interact with the world and know the world. That is the instrument, the vehicle and the tool for you to come. So use it to live life, but do not be gullible or deceived or deluded by it. That's what the fifth page we are talking. So when you understand all this, you become beautiful. Okay? And we end. Okay.
Hello.
Our dear brothers and sisters in Dhamma, shall we pay our respect to Bratia for the profound Dhamma shared today? Wow. Sadhu to Brother Jinhao and Sister Sui for helping out. And sadhu to ourselves for having the good parami to be here to receive this profound Dhamma.
Also sadhu to all those who contributed to the sharing and the sadhu, where you make things easier, clearer for Kayamita to understand. Otherwise, well, my approach is very direct on like leaning on, take you straight away to the true mind or the silent mind union. So most people cannot understand what I really want. You need drawing, you need diagram, you need explanation notes and all that stuff.
Singaporean say
stun
like vegetable.
So all this, when you go through, you understand how this journey can become what it is. And now that you understand, you look back, you laugh, isn't it? You have been doing all the thought based on for so long, living along the diagonal from the senses. You don't know there is a pure awareness, but the senses keep on triggering off the mundane mind, five video form mind, and create delusion in you. Then entangle you, afflict you, make you miserable. And you still say you're a good friend. Like Polian mentioned, my good friend, the thought. You think the thought is a good friend. Without wisdom, without Dhamma, the thought is deluding you. It's not your friend at all. Cunning, make you deceptive, make you ill. All this comes from the thought before you have the Dhamma. But when you have the Dhamma, yes, thought become a useful tool. It's still not your friend. It's still a tool for you to live life. A friend means what? Follow you. When you need help, help you. That one will go follow you. That one you must know how to use it. It never help you on that one. That one, you're not careful, without the Dhamma, it delude you. Through the back door, it comes and it asks you to analyze it. Then after that reason. But then you say, ayo, how come? I thought I already realized it. Still got evil root. Still got greed. Still can be agitated like song went through. The choir. What is all this? It is the thought coming back through the back door, understand? To create delusion. So when you understand, awaken to it, then thought loses its power. The thought is limited. How can it realize the wisdom and the truth that is beyond thought, beyond mind? So most important thing is live life. When you have the wisdom, no need to worry about what the thought tells. Live. Then when you live, you realize you don't need memory. With the wisdom, once there, means there. It's only that you don't have faith. You every time want to go back and check. You think enlightened already, no suffering, nothing. Then when you have this habitual tendency that last time you used to do one, you still react, but react a bit, you already know, you still got anger. But I already say when you do the mindfulness, six internal sense, six anger was never you. Before you are angry, there was no anger. That's how. They are dependent originating, conditioned by wrong view, wrong thought. So always go back to basic. Understand? Don't go and allow the habitual thinking to come through the back door and delude you again. After so difficult connect and come out of it. Now like Alicia saw on the fish pond there. On the land already jump back inside. Understand? So develop clear understanding. Then you cannot be gullible. Okay? Yeah.